Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right. Well, namaste to everyone out there. We are live and on air now. As always, we will be taking callers with a question on any topic in their life. We are now only doing one question per caller, one-part questions only, please, per show. We will be taking callers with many different topics to look into, and as always, we will be having our co-hosts, Lolita and Pooja Desai from Believe Healing here on Psychic Talk Radio. As a reminder, please visit healthpsychic.com, which is our website, where you can purchase the services that we offer. Now, as a special treat, for a short period of time only, we are offering two specials that are now going to be on the website for this short period of time only. And as soon as our co-hosts Pooja and Lolita join in on the show today, I'm going to go ahead and have Lolita make the announcement as to what these specials are. For the beginning part of our show, and as we are waiting, I see we have quite a few callers already in our queue. We will be getting to you as quickly as we can. But momentarily, before we begin today's show, we're going to do a short listening session so I can get everything put together here. Running a little bit behind myself. I just need to make sure my switchboard, everything's working. So we're going to take a short listening break to one of the CDs that we promote here on the radio show, Psychic Talk Radio. This CD is entitled Oneness. It's by Zarina. Can be found at zarina1.com. That is T-Z-A-R-I-N-A-1.com. And we're listening today to track one, Shri Ram. That didn't take long at all, and we are ready. We have our co-host Lolita and Pooja in the queue. I'm bringing you both on air momentarily. Hello, Lolita, and hello, Pooja. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi.
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah.
Hi, Pooja.
Doing well, too. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Sounds good. Are you ready?
Awesome. Yes. Lolita, I'm going to go ahead and let you make the announcement for our special today.
Sure. As of today's special, we're offering everyone that's out there that's listening that would like to book a session with Pooja. We're running a 30-minute special of intuitive guidance and also a chakra clearing. And she will help you get to the next step and progress to whatever is blocking you and ever in any way of your life. And Adam is also offering a 30-minute special for $10. You must book your appointment by Friday to get those rates. So these are great specials. I would definitely take advantage of both of them and get your clearings done and get some great advice from either or.
All right. Well, thank you, Lolita, for that announcement. Once more, the name of the website for you guys to be able to go on there and book during this time that we're having the specials before Friday. It is howpsychic.com, as in howpsychic.com. And for those of you that have not tuned in earlier, we are still taking callers today with a single one-part question on any topic in their life. So, are we ready to take our first few callers here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, we're ready.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead. Our first caller is going to be coming in under the area code 972. Hello, caller.
Hello.
You are on air.
Hi,
hello.
Adam.
How are you doing today?
Chandra. I'm fine.
Hey,
I finally got a response for our roommates in Atlanta, and I have to choose from three. One is an older lady. She's 64, and I was wondering, would she be the better roommate for me, or would the two younger ones be the better roommate?
Go ahead.
Can you list them out for me? 1, 2, 3.
Yes. The first one I spoke with, her name is Sharita. She's not as stable, I don't think. But the second one, she's the older lady. Her name is Margot. She goes by Margot. She's 64. And the other one I spoke with today, her name is Mecca.
Okay, so almost instantly before you even said all those names, I got the third one. I have big three. Yeah, so, but let's see what Adam has to say.
Mm-hmm, the third one coming in, too.
Yeah.
I'm flowing off of that, so I want you to go with it here as much as you can, Pujin, and I'll come in whenever I feel the need, but right now I'm along those same lines.
Is the third one a student, like a graduate student, or she just graduated?
Yes, she went to pre-law. She studied pre-law at Valdosta.
Yeah, she's pretty grounded. She's pretty grounded and very stable. She seems like someone who would definitely pay her bills on time, and she's definitely she's a little bit aggressive. But not aggressive as in angry or attitude, but more kind of like he's determined.
He has to be, yeah.
Yeah. So did you say she kind of scares you? Is that what you said?
Oh, no, she handles business.
She handles business. So she'll be very clear cut is what I'm getting. And she'll very determined, though, so if you ever get into a fight or anything, she's gonna be a little demanding. Mm-hmm. But she's in law school, so it's almost given. But that's
okay.
What I'm getting. I feel like there could be a good friendship that comes out of it, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
well.
I'm feeling here, if you don't mind me interjecting a little bit, I'm feeling an end to something bad along with this new beginning. And obviously, I think, LaShondra, we've talked about that in the past. So,
yes.
Sweetie, if you know what I'm speaking of, honey, it's almost over. You don't have to, you know, go through it too much longer, okay?
Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about, so.
All right, girl. All right,
you.
Well, thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you. Bye.
No
thank
problem.
You.
Bye-bye. All right, what a wonderful first call to begin our show off today. Our next caller is coming in by area code 209. Bringing on momentarily. Oh. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. I just have a question today.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to be leaving for Los Angeles in about 2 weeks to try to, you know, start a new life over there possibly and get a new job. Do you see when the new job might be coming?
Okay. The new job apparently, I'm feeling like that's going to happen at any moment, to be honest. Because right now, from what I'm feeling, is it's right there, and it's like sitting there, and it's just waiting for that transition. And I feel that almost instantaneously, when you start to move forward, that's when it's going to come up.
Oh, okay, because I have an interview coming up when I go over there, but it's for a temp agency, so do you think it's going to be through
yeah.
them?
Let's see here. It may be coming from them. I kind of feel like that's a possibility because I'm seeing it instantaneously happen when it happens, kind of unexpectedly too. So who knows? You might end up getting hired during the interview.
Oh, okay.
Or placed.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, I guess. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was a good one, too. All right, our next caller is coming in by area code 310. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hi, my name is Alicia.
Hello,
hi.
Alicia, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, how are you?
We're doing great. How may we help you?
I would like to know if you see me moving in the next few days, and will I be reunited with my stuff in storage?
Okay. It's going to take me a moment to tap in. Pooja, if you're getting anything, feel free to jump in, girl.
I'm getting 3 weeks, and then I'm getting a yes. You will be reunited with your stuff in storage. Hold on, let me see what else I got.
Hold on for one moment. Are you on back pay with your storage?
I relocated here
through a company to LA cross country, and the company basically did not go for my relocation, so they just left me to just deal with it. So yeah. And they've already threatened to put my stuff on an auction block. And I'm like, look, just work with me here. So I was moved out here with a job and then didn't end up with a job because they backed out.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm getting the same thing that Pooja's getting. You are going to be reunited with your stuff in storage, honey. But, you know, I'm kind of feeling that there's a part of you that, you know, it's like there's some type of lesson in this, and I'm not knowing exactly what the lesson is right now. I think it's like, okay, not so much that you rely on others, because you really don't. You're very independent. But there's something to do with this, and I'm not putting my finger on it very well. Pooja, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I feel like you're where you need to be for a reason. I'm getting that very strongly, actually. And a lot of it has to do with, I feel kind of like you're shedding for some reason. I don't know if Adam's picking this up, but I feel like it was meant to happen. Almost like you're ready to almost, like, I know you need some of your stuff, but for some reason I kept getting basics. Yeah, transition. I kept getting basics. So it's almost like you're kind of, I feel like you're shedding so that you get back to the basics of things. And so I think this is a huge kind of, it's kind of one of those things where, like, I used to always hear this in my head, God whispers, and if you don't listen, then he screams. So I feel, this is what I feel, is that this is kind of something to raise your awareness about getting back to the basics. And so that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to give up all your stuff or anything, but that was the first thing that I kept getting was basics.
I've been without my stuff since October, and it's been basic. I've been bare necessities.
It's
been
really
a very humbling experience.
Yeah.
What I've been through, I mean, I came here to L.A. and I was homeless. I mean, that was this whole experience is, you know, I uprooted from Atlanta, my comfortable place, and me and my son got here, we were homeless.
Okay, girl, I'm getting a really strong message here, and I think I'm seeing what the lesson is in all of this, okay? What I'm feeling is that in your life, this is the first time that you've come anywhere near anything like this, because you've always been able to have what you've needed, even if it wasn't there instantaneously all the time. It was there sort of at the very last second, the very last minute. And throughout your life, you've had help from other people as well as through your own actions. You've had wonderful, interesting characters come in and out of your life. Not to say everyone that's been in your life has really been good, because God knows you've gotten a lot of shysters and a lot of pricks in your life. But I feel that you've also had a lot of good people in your life. And you're one person that never forgets what someone does for you. You always remember that, and you always remember them if they're doing something good. And I'm feeling that there's a lot of symbolism behind what you've gone through. If I once more, I don't mean to interrupt you, Pooja, but there's messages coming through that you in life have a calling, as we all have a calling in life. And this is about you finding that calling. This is about you finding out what that involves. Now, you love the kind of work that you do. Don't get me wrong. It's a great career path, but it's not the only path that you're going to walk. There's one that coincides right, you know, sort of runs parallel with it. And this path has been shown to you through you going through the very thing that you're going to end up helping people down the road with, people that are going through and down the road what you have now been through. I'm feeling you starting a foundation or starting some type of event. You might end up be working with a foundation that's already established, but in whatever sense, in a professional manner, you will be working with helping the less fortunate. And you will be working with helping those that have not necessarily decided to live the life of homelessness because of the lack of responsibility. You're going to be helping those that want to be helped. You're going to be helping those that have become homeless because of circumstances outside of their control, as well as the people out there that have the lack of experience with life, as well as people that have a mental disability, okay? Not to say that you've experienced a mental disability, but just simply that that's all incorporated within this pathway that I'm seeing you walking down.
Okay.
Yeah, you're being called. And it's actually you calling yourself, if you really look at it. But that's what I was getting. You're almost being stripped so that you can kind of come out.
I've been stripped and stretched
beyond what I thought I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm in a situation now where the house I'm renting with a roommate, the house is in foreclosure. And, you know, I have a place to move into, but I'm waiting on the funds so I can move into it. And I'm just praying that the landlord holds it for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't worry, honey. You'll be able to get it. You'll be able to have the finances on time before anybody else catches it, okay? It's there for a reason because it's meant to be there for you. Okay?
Yeah, it's, you're being
the way that this was lined up has all been divinely driven.
Okay. All right, but yeah, you're absolutely right. I was going to establish a foundation once investment that I'm waiting on to yield, and I was going to take that money and establish that foundation.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. All right, Pooja, I know you've got a little bit more to add, and I didn't mean to take the show away from you there for a minute.
No, you did a great job. I think I was just really getting the reason behind it. Your story sounds very similar because I think we've all kind of been through these processes where we've been kind of stripped naked completely, but it's really to bring out what you have inside of you and really to bring out your soul strength. And also you're super creative. Like, you can manifest like anybody is what I'm getting. It's just about you tapping into it, really praying and really getting down deep and asking for the things you need. And I think that's why you're being humbled, is to really learn to ask, but not to ask on anybody else, but to kind of ask God, ask the universe, ask your own soul
yourself
to create something for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I have been doing that. I've definitely been doing that a lot. And, you know, just really focusing in on, you know, what's inside and not what's going around physically.
Mm-hmm. All right, girl. Well, there's another part of this that I feel you haven't explored yet, which is, honey, you got a book to write and you need to write it. Okay, girl? You got that in you and it's going to be a good seller.
I know, and I have a mentor, and she's like, you better be writing some stuff down, girl, because I know you got a book. I said, yeah, I do. I do. I said, I'm going to hire somebody to type. I said, I don't think I could type it all. I'll have to just dictate and they type.
I'll tell you what, girl, you know what? You don't even have to do that. For the cost of going and hiring someone to type for you, you can do something even cheaper, girl, and it works just as good, okay? Get yourself one of them recording machines. You put
the
set in it, and you just go with it. Huh?
The software. No, you can get the software on the computer.
Yeah, you can.
And get the software,
speech
the voice
dictation
recognition software. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go with it, girl. It's cheaper than getting a third party in there, okay? And more accurate.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, my God, you're funny,
Adam. I know,
Adam.
I'm getting campy.
You just made all of our day. You have fun
right,
in LA,
well,
though, because I love LA.
In.
Say what now? I'm sorry.
I said you have fun. Enjoy LA, because I really enjoy LA. Well, only when I visit. I'm from Atlanta, actually.
I just left Atlanta.
I know. I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was in Atlanta for 18 years.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get out of Atlanta, too, though.
This is interesting.
Yeah, it's different. It's different out here, but I have to say, you know, I've been using my writing skills to get into events and covering events, and I tell you, the events have been fun. I mean, I just helped out with the George Lopez Foundation, and that was wonderful. I mean, I got to take a picture with George Lopez and Nicole of Pussycat Dolls, and that was fun.
Nice.
Is he doing the kidney foundation?
Yeah, his kidney foundation. Yeah, I actually helped.
I'm actually writing mine right now, actually.
And I actually helped to raise about $8,000 for his foundation through sending vendors to the event to sponsor.
So what I'm getting is that you and Lolita probably need to hook up.
We need to hook up. You need to go through Adam's website or If you're on the chat room, I am me, and I need to give you my email address and phone number because we need to talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening on the phone, so I am not on the chat at all.
Okay.
All right.
Go to his website, howpsychic.com, and just shoot him an email, and he'll give you my number.
You know what? I'm going to give
right.
you the chat
if
right
you
now.
Say, hold on one moment, girl. I want you to stay online. I can see your number coming up. I'll take that down if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's
all right. And
okay,
give
yeah,
that over
go.
To Lolita.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on one moment,
awesome.
Girl. I'm getting your number.
That's funny how you just
okay.
said that because I'm actually starting my 501, so we'll have to talk further.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, well, glad you guys were able to hook up there. See, you call into the radio show and you get all sorts of avenues to go in.
all right.
So cool. All right, girl,
yeah.
thanks for calling in and you have a blessed day, okay?
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Oh, girls, I'm getting campy over here now. Pretty soon y'all have to put a leash on me, okay? No. Anyway. All right, well, we're at the 30-minute mark, Lolita, if you want to go ahead and do what you were going to do at the 30-minute mark.
Sure, just repeating the special. If you guys out there listening or in chat, again, we're offering a special. You must book by Friday to get a reading with Adam. It's only $10 for 30 minutes. You can't beat that. Also, Pooja is also offering a fabulous deal. It's $55, and that's for a 30-minute reading and also a chakra clearing. So what a way to start off your month of July and get you closer to your next step. But they must be booked by Friday of this week in order to be honored. Again, check out the prices, the website, and book your appointment through www.howpsychic.com. And we'll go ahead and return. I'll make all your appointments after we receive payments. Thank you.
Yes. And just to add, for those of you, I know it gets a little bit confusing. It's How Psychic, as in how psychic are you? All right. Now, our next caller is coming in by area code 561. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Great. And how may we help you?
My question is, do you see me getting the job that will finally help me throughout my financial situation and get me on track?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, I am seeing that job coming through for you. You should be getting word by the 14th or the 15th, which is Thursday or Friday of this week, actually.
Yeah, I actually got Monday for some reason.
You got what, Monday?
Monday, so yeah, I think it's close enough, but yeah, by Monday is what I was thinking.
Okay, so we're looking at a 3-workday time period here. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All
thank
right,
you.
Well, thank you for calling in. You're more than welcome. All right, and once more, blessings to all of our callers today. We seem to be having a pretty active show, as always, here on Psychic Talk Radio. All right, our next caller is coming in under the area code 347. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing
Hi.
Great. How are you doing today?
Doing well. I just have a question. I found a cell phone, and something told me to pick it up. It was at the bus stop. Someone had left it there. And so I picked it up, and I just knew that the person was going to call, and so they did. And, you know, we met up. I returned the phone to her, and she asked me if, you know, if there's anything she could do to return the phone, because she was so relieved, you know. And I said, no, but she said, you know, are you sure, you know, I'd like to do something. And I says, well, you know, I want to practice my Spanish. Do you speak Spanish? She's like, yeah, of course I do. I'm a Spanish teacher. And I was like, whoa,
wow.
That's great. And so, yeah, but I've tried to call her, but I haven't gotten any response. She was so eager. But now I don't know. Is she going to come through? Or?
Yeah, she will come through. I just feel that she has a very hectic schedule right now,
yeah.
And she's trying to work on her time management. However, she will come through, yes.
I got the
same
thing.
That's great.
I got that she's just with me.
I didn't hear you.
I got the very same thing. I got that she's just really busy, but she will come through, and I feel like it's going to be soon. It'll be like 2 to 3 weeks span, but I think she's busy. It's one of those things where it's like, you know how you're waiting on something and so you're always thinking about it, but then the other person, they're thinking about all the stuff that they're waiting on that they're working on. So it's kind of like that. But I get that she's just really busy. So should hear from her.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
All right.
And can I ask one more quick question, please?
We're only doing one question per caller, but I'll let it slide.
Okay. It's my birthday this month. Do you see me? I always take a little trip, but do you see me going anywhere this month?
Let's see here. Not so much this month. Next month seems to be a more promising time.
Yeah, I feel like next month, are you planning on a trip home or like homeward? I got homeward bound for some reason, so I don't know if you're thinking about going home or where home is, but maybe next
it's
month
kind of feels like home.
I don't know, it's just getting home, so I don't know if that means family or if you're thinking about it.
No, this is home. New York is home.
Okay, well, I guess you're going to stay. I got the same thing. I got that this month you wouldn't be going anywhere. But for some reason, I kept getting home. So maybe it means you're staying home for a few more months.
Yeah. Okay,
yep.
That's fine.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. We have Lolita72 from the chat room, and this is Reverend Adam Lee. Our next caller is coming in under the area code 313. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
All right, you?
I'm doing all right. How may we help you?
I had a question. Did you see anything for me with, like, a love relationship, romance, however you want to put it?
Okay, you're going to have to speak up a little bit. We can barely hear you here.
I said I wanted to know if you saw anything for me as far as, like, love or relationships or romance or anything like that.
Okay. You know, Pooja, are you connecting anywhere here? I'm taking a moment to connect.
I just need you to repeat the question one more time.
Me and love.
Okay, I think she wants to know if we're seeing anything in her love life coming up.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. I'm actually got not now for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Right now, from what I'm feeling, like there's something coming up, but it's not anywhere in this month. I'm feeling something around next month, and it seems to be someone totally new rather than a blast from the past. We're looking at a completely new direction, new opportunity, new human being coming into your life, and it's even through a new set of means.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm believing This is coming through a different direction, something that you haven't tried before, something you're not even really familiar with. Maybe it's something that you're just spontaneously going to run into this person when you're out and about. It could be something like that, but, you know, it's out there. It's just not going to happen this month. I'm feeling you have more likelihood of this happening somewhere in the middle to the end of next month.
Okay. I just met somebody actually kind of like that about 2 weeks ago. So it's funny you said that. Would you say something, someone else?
Okay. Yeah, but I'm seeing this person isn't anybody you currently know. The person you met, I feel, is an option, but not a very good one. That person seems to be too scattered in their life.
Okay.
Not to give you bad news, but you're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Adam, do you have area code 786 on your call?
I'm looking now. I got your message.
Okay.
Yes, I do. We'll get a bring.
Can you take that call?
Bring this person on there. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Area code 786, you are now live on air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
No problem.
I'll make
it quick.
On the 25th of June, I sent a message to my boyfriend, and I told him that he didn't have to respond to me right away. It was something that I wanted him to think about. And we spoke after, you know, just, you know, normally and stuff, but he knows it's in the back of my head, and I'm thinking about it. So I want to know how he's sitting with that message, how he's been processing the message that I've sent to him. How is he resonating with it?
Okay. I think that he's struggling a little bit with it, but overall, I feel he really gets the point, and he sees the clarity behind why this message needed to be brought across to him. I'm just feeling that struggle's happening because it's like one part of his brain, you know, realizes it, recognizes it, and accepts it, while the other part of his brain's fighting it in a sense. So I don't know how deep this really goes, but I feel it involves setting your own boundaries and basically giving him guidelines as to what he would have to meet in order to make this a successful relationship.
Okay. And when do you feel that he'll, like, fully process this message, when he's, like, out of that, like, not, I wouldn't say shock mode, but out of, like, finally, you know, ready to take that next step? And
you know what?
I can't give
you an accurate timeline as to when that's going to happen. Obviously, he takes a little while to process anything throughout his life. It's not so much that he can't make decisions. He likes to do everything so precise, down to the finest possible detail, almost very analytical like yourself, but takes it to a larger extreme, and more so inward than external. So I can't really give you an accurate timeline as to when he would be able to fully, you know, receive and move forward with this kind of message.
Okay.
And right now, I think that the lesson here, to be very honest with you, but not too blunt, is that you need to be able to let go in order to allow yourself to have, you know, not let go of him per se, but, you know, you just need to be in the knowing that when it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Totally. Is Pooja have anything to add, or you hit the nail?
Thank you. Well, Pooja.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting the same thing. I feel like you're putting up, like, because you're thinking about it so much, you're blocking flow is what you're doing. So it's almost like, it's almost like you're, like, it's, what do they call it? It's like deliberate creation. Like, things are already created and you should just kind of flow through it. But it's almost like you're thinking so much that you're deliberately creating certain things. It's really... It's kind of weird how our minds work, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't think about anything, but it's just kind of like one of those things, like you you've said what you needed to say, you should really just kind of let go of it and then just let it flow and see what happens. Like, the more you worry about it, the more you're blocking flow, is what I'm getting.
Okay. Can I ask one more quick question, or?
All right. Well, I am letting a couple slide today because we don't have a big queue going on, so go ahead.
Okay. He mentioned that he's going to come in July, and he doesn't really know his schedule, really, but I was just wondering when you pick up that he'll be here the next time he comes to visit California. Do you pick up on an idea when he'll be in California?
All right. Once more, you know, I could say that I see that happening, but I'm not really getting the timeline on this because right now the timeline's not being shown with a purpose, okay? The timeline's purposely being held back because right now, once more, the lesson is that you need to let go and just be in the knowing that it's going to flow when it's meant to be. The lesson is that you need to have faith in yourself. And you need to have faith in the universe that, you know, the universe is not going to lead you down the wrong path. And if things work out with him, then it's meant to be. If they don't, then the universe will also open up a different doorway that may be even better. I feel that, yes, right, you care a lot about him. He does care a lot about you. But I think that he's being used as a lesson because he doesn't care enough about himself sometimes. And that's why we see the confusion from him. That's why we feel that it takes him quite a while to do anything. And I feel that's why he's been brought into your life, because there's a part of you that's attracted that for your own lesson.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my second question. And
No problem.
You have a lovely day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. And once more, I don't mean to be harsh on the show or, you know, state the obvious a little bit too much, but I do try and tell the truth as Pooja does or Lolita does, because it's really about helping people develop themselves through both the positive and negative aspects of life. You know, being able to recognize one's lesson in life, we are able to move forward as an individual by recognizing our own lessons. I've had to recognize my lessons and the reasons why there's certain signs. But sometimes we can have that option in our life, that opportunity, and hold on too tightly or be too analytical about it and end up pushing it away from ourselves by that means.
You are absolutely correct.
Yep.
Thank you.
I agree.
All right. Well, our next caller is coming in by area code 716. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hello. My name is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey. How are you doing today?
Audrey. Good. How are you?
We're doing great. How may we help you?
I'm just calling. I have a really deep love connection with my boyfriend, Sean, and I just want to see where things are headed.
Okay, well, you actually, the first thing that I'm picking up on here is I'm getting the 1-2-3 message, okay, which is a pretty good message. It means, okay, that you're in that development. It's going to be a more permanent situation. There's going to be more commitment coming from it. And in a sense, I feel this is a reconnection for you guys, even though you guys never really known each other prior to this development with one another. I'm feeling that would only apply to this lifetime. You guys have a soulmate twin flame connection. And one of the strongest messages here is that you have a telepathic way of communicating with one another or feeling what each other's really going through at that time. Yourself and him are both receptive to it. You're just a little bit more receptive because your psychic abilities are on a little bit higher of a level than his are.
True.
Okay. I think you're headed down the right path. I'm not seeing any details that we need to really be too concerned about. Yeah, there's going to be a little frustration from time to time, you know, just like any two people trying to get along and evolve things with one another in this world. But ultimately, I just feel that you guys are heading right down the right path, and you're facing little obstacles in the path, but they may seem to be mountains from time to time, nothing you guys can't get over individually and together.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Pooja, I know you're getting something here. Go on, girl.
I just have to agree with what you were saying. I'm not getting much more. I mean, usually I have things
okay.
to fill in the blanks, but I'm pretty much getting exactly what you're saying.
Okay, well, awesome.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Good night. Bye. All right, guys. Well, we have had a really good show so far. We have just a few minutes left, and we have one more caller to bring on air. You are by area code 803. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm great.
Hey, Pooja. This is Dara. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm great.
Wow.
Basically,
you know what? I've got to add something here before we continue. You have a very similar voice to Lolita.
No, you do. You do, actually.
Really?
It's really freaky, but it's kind of cool.
It's really funny.
Hey, Lolita.
Hey. You want to add something? You want me to tell you what's even funnier about this is... both Lolita and she called me today, and they're within like 20 minutes of each other.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yes, if that's any kind of, it's really funny. Do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. Y'all see me changing jobs anytime soon?
Hmm.
Have you been applying?
Huh?
Have
yeah.
you been applying? Not really applying. I'm just looking to do something new.
Mm-hmm. Go on. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm getting something in the meantime.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, you got to apply.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I'm feeling like unless you apply, you're not going to get anything, girl. You got to apply. You got to put yourself out there. You got to look for what's there. And I'm seeing there's something out there for you, but you're not going to be able to get it unless you reach out and try and find it and grab it, girl.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting like mm-hmm. a, have you thought of doing something in retail for a little bit, for like a little while?
No.
No, not at all? For some reason, I feel like there's a...
Come on.
Huh? I'm sorry. What?
I said she hates retail.
Do you really hate retail?
I do, but
I wouldn't say I hate retail, but no. Well, I love working with people, so I mean, I guess it would be fine. But I mean,
mm-hmm.
wherever spirit leads me to, that's where I'm.
Yeah, like I'm getting kind of like, and this might be because I spoke to you today, but I feel kind of strongly that, you know, before you make a huge leap, it's going to be things like that. Like, it's almost like you're exploring a little bit. So retail is
mm-hmm.
something that's popped up. Because what those things do is they put you in a position where you meet different kinds of people and you make different kind of connections. And so some of the people that you're going to meet and some of the people that you're going to connect with are going to lead you or say the perfect thing or guide you to the next step. And so that's what I'm kind of getting. So it's not even when things like that come up, it's not so much because of the job and the practicality of the job. And it can be, of course. You do have to take care of, like, you have to live. And so... the practicality is there, but there, if you look at it a little deeper, it's almost like you're going to be placed in different places so that you do meet people that are going to help guide you and take you to the next step. That's what I'm kind of feeling, and I feel like a little journey So kind of stay open is what I'm getting. Stay open to different things, even something like retail, even though, you know, that might not be something that you'd want to go into. A lot of times, you know, our helpers and our guides and stuff and are trying to get us to think outside the box a little bit and to put us in a place where we are open to other opportunities. So, yeah, that's what I'm getting.
That could be very possible.
You know, I wouldn't to say that I agree with Pooja here, because as much as I feel you do not like retail, I am getting retail as the way to go for you, hon.
Oh. Okay. We'll see what happens.
Because it's one of those things that's like, it's a little bit of a process. It's like, and I'm saying this because I know what you ultimately want to do. Adam, ultimately, she wants to be a healer.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
She's very skilled. You can tell talking to her.
Yeah, I've been doing it.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm a hairdresser, I'm pretty much, I'm in retail, you know, a little bit, you know.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm a hairdresser. I heal as I do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Me and Pooja over here would be more than happy to train you to become a spiritual healer.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about today, like a mentorship program.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, and Adam's really, really good at what he does, too.
He's
helped me out a lot. He's taught me a lot.
Thank you. Between
absolutely.
Us, we can have you ordained and ready to go, girl.
Okay. Yes. God sends you the direction you need to be, you know, and
it's
I've spoken to you guys a few times. So.
Absolutely, but I'm just getting to stay open to certain things because, and to be honest, that's actually how I think a lot of us have experienced that. I'm sure Adam can kind of agree where you have no idea why you're in a place. And then something happens, and it's because it's to make you more aware of what's out there, make you more aware of different people, make you more aware of kind of your niche. And what you get out of that awareness it shows you your next step. It fine-tunes your next step. So that's the open that I'm getting.
Well,
I'm
feeling like she has the ability of clairaudiency more than she does clairvoyancy, but her clairvoyant ability seems to be so far off that it always ends up confusing her clairaudiency, you know. She'll get it clearly through her clairaudient, but then her clairvoyant will always end up trying to come in and mess it up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
I have a great idea for you.
What's that?
You should have your own little hairdress shop and by yourself and make it very, very spiritual. And so you can do healing while you're cutting hair and no one would have that kind. And you would avoid probably half the nonsense that probably does walk in your shop and actually help you expand.
Can you imagine?
That doesn't sound half bad.
Can you imagine washing someone's hair and doing
and healing.
Like, energy work on them while you're doing it?
Oh my God.
You know how soothing that would be?
I absolutely
you know
do it.
Symbolic
I really
that
do
is?
That.
The hair is an extension of the human being, but also throughout history, hair has been symbolic of one's power.
You need to run out of little studio.
Healing them through their power source.
That's right. You got to be creative. That's an awesome creation right there. You and it would just be you and your client, nobody else. And just, you know, you can like run out of suite and then do your healing work and that make it really, you know, spiritual to your, however your beliefs are. And have Adam and Pooja help you grow and learn more, and I'll bet you will do, like, fabulous, to be quite honest.
And you know what's
girl,
really
you
interesting
see
is,
that, you'll be rich.
It's energy work.
Hey!
Energy work really helps the hair grow faster, too, which is really funny.
Yeah.
I think it's
hilarious,
but it really
does.
It helps.
You're right, Pooja, it does.
It does.
What type of hair do you, who's most of your clients, if you don't mind me asking?
When you say who, what do you mean?
what type
like
of hair do you work on?
What quality?
I'd say I do the housewives of whoever. Like I live in Texas, so I do the housewives of
Okay.
Cape. Yeah,
okay.
And I specialize
okay.
in coloring, cutting, so.
Oh, nice. And you got that whole word of mouth thing going on. I'm sure your clients will follow you. You open up your own shop.
Yeah, you really need to think about that because the essential oils, and you can incorporate so much in your spa, and people will pay for your price.
Oh, yeah.
Just let me know
when
you open up. I'll drive from Georgia.
I know. She's actually from She's around Columbia where I went to school, so I was like, huh, you do my hair.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
We can barter.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Thank you
well,
for calling in.
Thank you guys so much. Y'all have a good night.
You're more
bye.
Than welcome. You too. Bye. All right, well, guys, we have had a great show so far. We just have a few minutes left. So what I'm going to do is a short guided meditation for the rest of the time we have here.
Yes.
So if everybody's tuning in, listening in, we're going to be doing a short guided meditation. That was our last caller for today. However, please stay tuned for the guided meditation. This meditation, I want everyone to just get comfortable in the position that they can stay in for a few seconds, few minutes, whatever the case might be, and sit back, relax, and enjoy. We're going to be listening to some relaxation music during the guided meditation. I want everyone now to just close their eyes and begin to focus on their breathing. Breathing in and out. In and out. As you breathe in, I want you to hold it for a second and then breathe out. Like the tides of the ocean that we are now listening to. As the tide comes in, we breathe in. As the tide goes out, we breathe out. Breathing in and out with the tide. In and out. This meditation at this time, I want you to visualize yourself on the beach. As the tide comes in, it cleanses you, it purifies you, it rejuvenizes you. As it goes out, it takes all the worries, the stresses from your day-to-day life. And at any time in the future, on your own or through guided meditation, just simply by sitting down, closing your eyes, focusing on your breathing, and visualizing, you're able to center yourself once more. All right, guys. Well, as always, it is an honor to have Lolita and Pooja Desai here, co-hosting alongside of myself, Reverend Adam Lee. And once more, please book your readings with myself or Pooja before Friday to get our specials that are going on right now. And you're getting a lot of bang for your buck, guys. Once more, the website is howpsychic.com. Honored to co-host with you both, guys.
Bye, you guys. Blessings.
Good night.